case number 423-249.
No, he did not, because you guys were out in the hall.
Oh, you need to take your stand up, please.
Hold on a second. Oh, you have a chair in the back. You can have a seat. I'm not the stander the whole time.
Did I hear we need an oath?
Yes.
Who needs the oath?
The appellant.
Stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury? You may be seated. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Yes, ma'am. Sergeant Jeff Gilbert with the Avon Police Department, GILBERT.
Thank you. And counsel for the record?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Thank you. Okay, Sergeant, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, ma'am. The appellant applied for a temporary pistol permit through the town of Avon on or about June 23rd, 2022. The investigating officer conducted a standard background check, which included NCIC collect inquiries, VATS, fingerprint-supported criminal history check, in-house checks, and a check of former addresses. The appellant was found to have no criminal history or any history at his former address in his former town. However, a check of the protective order registry showed a restraining order issued against the appellant, which was active from February 20th, 2019 through February 20th, 2020. The appellant was questioned on this discrepancy and denied it was him, despite all of the descriptors being identical to those provided by the appellant. As a result of the presence of this restraining order just 2 years prior to the application and the failure of the appellant to disclose this restraining order, the town of Avon denied the appellant's application.
Thank you, Sergeant. And for the record, Mr. Gray has stepped to the dais, and we welcome you to the meeting, and you're right in time for case number 4, I believe. Okay, and you're right at the beginning, so that's great. Attorney Sherman, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Just very briefly, we don't deny that that application in 22 was inaccurate, but the appellant submitted another application that was accurate in August of 23, and he has yet to receive a response from the Avon Police Department on that.
What happened? Did you say you submitted another application?
He submitted another application in August of 23, and he's yet to receive a response from the Police Department. I have the green card here. You wouldn't take it in person.
And that was what year?
August of 23.
Thanks. Do you have any knowledge of that? Okay.
I do not.
All right. Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
The Avon PD conducted an investigation into the suitability of the appellant to obtain a temporary pistol permit from the town of Avon. During the course of this investigation, the investigating officer obtained all necessary documents from the appellant, including a sworn and notarized pistol permit application. During this investigation, the officer discovered a discrepancy in the appellant's application regarding a protective slash restraining order. On the pistol permit application under the criminal history section, the appellant checked no to the question, within the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by a court in a case involving the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome or result of any related criminal case. A subsequent check of the protective order registry showed a restraining order, which again was issued on February 20th of 2019 against the appellant. And it was valid through February 20th of 2022 with the following codes checked, CT01, 03, 05, and 16. The investigating officer later questioned the appellant about this discrepancy, and the appellant denied this was him. A further check of the protective order registry showed the restraining order was issued against the appellant at the same date of birth as the appellant and the same former address in Bristol that the appellant had listed on his application. And it was also on the appellant's driver's license when it was presented during the application process. The phone number provided by the appellant was also the same that was listed on the restraining order. These identifiers, again, are all the same identifiers provided by the appellant on his sworn and notarized pistol permit application, as well as identifiers that were discovered during the background. As part of this application, the appellant signed a declaration stating, in part, I further understand that any statements in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application. Based on the investigation, it appears the appellant did not disclose the restraining order and then attempted to deceive the investigating officer when questioned about the restraining order after it was discovered. In addition, the presence of a restraining order against the appellant would cause the Avon PD to question the appellant's suitability to obtain a pistol permit. As a result, the appellant's application was denied.
Thank you, Sergeant Cross.
Thank you, Sergeant. Other than what you just said, do you know of any reason that he shouldn't have a permit? Other than what you just said?
No, sir.
Okay. So he's not a problem in the town of Avon, right?
Yes. We have no history with him.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I'm going to show you the green card that came back from the Postal Service where the application was mailed. Is this address correct for the Avon Police Department?
It is.
Okay. Do you have any idea who this is, who signed for it? Looks like Xenia or something.
She would be in Town Hall, I believe.
Town Hall.
Which is a separate building.
Okay. Maybe she was with the police department at the time?
Not to my knowledge.
But you have no knowledge of the police department receiving an application?
I do not recall receiving.
Around August of 23?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. If he had submitted an application that was factually correct in 23, would you have issued a permit?
My understanding is his application was denied, therefore he has to go through this process.
So is your answer no?
What was your question?
My question was, if you received a correct application from him, factually correct application from him in August of 23, that corrected this problem about the restraining order, would a permit have been issued?
The application that was received in 22 is the application that we're going off with for his denial hearing. Why would I change the rules mid-process?
Because it's a different application. Because it's a new application submitted more than 1 year later.
Okay. It was already denied.
Okay, different application, right?
I guess I don't understand
what
you're trying to get to.
Well, the law provides that a person can apply again after 12 months have gone by.
Okay.
Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody who's turned down could apply again after 12 months have gone by, right?
Conceivably, I guess. I don't know if there's a appeal underway. Is that allowed?
The law doesn't address that issue.
Okay.
So my question still is, if the Avon Police Department had received a new application around August of 23 that was factually correct, would the police department have issued a permit?
I would say, based on the information we already had about a restraining order being active for a year in 2020, most likely not.
If he submitted the application in 22,
correct,
with the correct information, saying that he had a restraining order several years earlier, would the police department have issued the permit?
We would have had to have vetted out the circumstances of the restraining order.
Okay. Do you have any of that information?
I do not.
I have nothing further.
Attorney Sherman, do we have that green card in our package?
I don't think so.
Can you just email a copy to Nancy so we can add it to the record? Because sure. He was testifying.
I just saw this morning.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yep. Just board up questions for the sergeant.
And if the board would like to see this, I can pass it around.
I just want to make sure we have a full record, that's all.
Just,
yep.
Just to confirm, and I probably heard it wrong the first time, the restraining order was in effect from February 20th of 2019 through February 20th of 2020?
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got it. That's all.
Thank you, Colonel. Other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay. Attorney Sherman.
I guess, could I have one more question,
of
please,
course.
With the sergeant? Sergeant, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just want to show you an application call your attention to the information about the question if you've ever had a permit revoked or denied. And would you say that this information would be correct for this appellant? It says, identify the jurisdiction that issued the denial, Avon, Connecticut.
Excuse me, what are we looking at? Is that the current?
This is the 23 application.
That we don't have.
That's correct, but I can still ask the questions about it. I'm asking if the information that's on this document is correct.
He's testifying from it, so you're going to have to email it again with the green card.
So is this information correct, that he was denied by Avon?
Correct.
And that he was denied September of 22? Is that correct?
Correct.
On this application form? And that the reason was failure to disclose 2019 restraining order? Is that correct?
That would be one of the reasons, yes. Correct.
Okay. That was the stated reason in the letter that you sent him turning it down, right?
Correct.
Okay. So why do you say one of the reasons?
The other reason would be the actual restraining order.
But that wasn't in the denial letter.
Okay.
So we're adding another reason now.
Did anybody on the board want to see that? No. Okay.
I'll have my client testify about this.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it. Thank you.
Does anybody have any follow-up questions based on that line of questioning on the board? Okay. You may proceed.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant, please.
Sure.
Would you tell the board, please, how old are you?
45.
And do you work?
I do.
What do you do for work?
I drive trucks.
Drive trucks? Okay. Yes. What type of trucks?
18-wheelers.
Oh, okay. So you have a CDL?
I do.
Class A?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that type of work?
Over 10 years.
Same employer for 10 years?
Yes.
And I want to ask you some questions about the first application. Actually, let me first ask you, is it correct that you applied twice now to the Avon Police Department?
I have.
You have. Once in 22, once in 23?
Yes.
So the 22 application, they sent you a letter telling you you were turned down?
Yes.
And they told you that the reason was that you did not answer the question accurately about have you been subject to a restraining order or protective order in the past 5 years,
yes.
Right? That's what they said. So you did answer that question no, right?
Yes.
Why did you answer that question no?
Well, I didn't understand that question because when that incident happened, I went to court. The judge had told me after a year, you all said you don't have to worry about this anymore. When I applied, in my conscience, was like, okay, well, I don't have to worry about that. I feel like I never had any, you know, it wasn't on my record. It's my first time dealing with something like this. I'm 45 years old, never had a criminal record. And I didn't know how the system worked. So when I went to that question, I misunderstood the question, but I did not do it on purpose, or was I being deceitful? I just didn't comprehend it. And basically all this stems from a text message. It was nothing physical or meeting in person or anything like that. So it was just a bad relationship, text message was sent, and that they used that against me. That's basically why I got a restraining order. Before that restraining order, that person, I saw that person for at least 6 months before, and then after that, it's about, what, over 5 years already? I even had no contact or seen that person. And on top of that, I moved out of that town, which was close, so I live in Avon. I've been living in Avon for over 3 years already. So basically, I know that Officer Best was the one that denied me. I explained to him, I wasn't aware, I was not understanding when he called me, because I totally forgot, not forgot, but I wasn't aware that that was going to affect me on this application. But I was no way, in shape, or form being deceitful to the officer. And I do apologize if that's the way it came across, but I was trying to be as truthful as possible. As soon as I got denied, I hired a lawyer, which is Sherman here, and explained to him what happened. I mean, and then, you know, he took over after that.
So, excuse me, about the restraining order.
Yes.
The person who got the restraining order against you, what was their relationship with you at one time?
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay. So yes. This is an ex-girlfriend.
Yes, all of them, yes.
And are you saying that this person got the restraining order 6 months after the last time you had contact?
Yes. And I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I'm gone sometimes for a month. And I used to come back, see her, then I used to be gone. When I came back, one day, there's a marshal on the door and served me with a paper. And I said, what's this for? Well, you have to go to court. So, and I did, I followed the rules. I went to court. I explained my situation to the judge. I'm baffled and I understand why I'm here, but okay. He said, listen, Mr. Rodriguez, stay away for a year. And I explained to him, I haven't had any contact with this person for like 6 months. So why now I'm getting a restraining order? So after that happened, I still wait for a year, actually longer, because I haven't ever seen that person ever since. So that's the reason I'm here now.
You said that there was a text message?
It was just a text message.
Do you remember the text message?
I don't know. I think the person was upset that I didn't want to do or be in that relationship anymore. I was the one that left. So upon finding out some things that were disturbing to me, so I decided not to be with that person more. So I guess they were upset. They want to take no for an answer, and they said that I was trained. I was trained first, but I never called the cops or used that against them.
They threatened you?
Well, yes, it was a back and forth situation on text message, yes. But I never reported that because, I don't know, I feel like guys should not call cops on a woman. But obviously she took that text message and used it against me.
How did she threaten you? What'd she say?
She was like, well, now you're gonna leave me, don't worry, I'm gonna get you. When I see you, I'm gonna hit you with my car, stuff like that. And I said, okay, whatever. And then I said, well, you do that too, I could also do the same back to you. So whatever you try to do to me, I'm gonna do it to you. So it was something so, not something crazy, it was just something like that. And they put a restraining order on me.
So the last time you had contact with that person, would you say it was 2019, 2018?
The last time I saw that person was when we went to court. That's the last time
so
I saw
be
that.
So 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you submit another application in 23?
I did submit an application, okay. Yes.
I'm going to show you an application form. Please take a look and would you tell me if this is the application form that you submitted, a copy of it?
Yeah, this is correct. Yes.
Okay. And on this application form, did you disclose that you had the restraining order?
Yes.
Okay.
And not just that. On top of that, I also called Officer Fess.
Excuse me, can I interrupt you for a second? He doesn't have this information, right?
I do not.
I mean, don't we have a 10-day rule, and we don't have this, what you're showing, and we have no idea what you're looking at, and you didn't supply it to the issuing authority.
That's all right. I'm not offering this as evidence. I'm offering his testimony as evidence. He's testifying that he submitted another application.
Obviously, let the chair person decide, but it just seems unusual that we're talking about documents that were not provided to the board or the issuing authority 10 days in advance.
I mean, I'd agree. I don't understand why you didn't submit it, but he's going to provide it by email if anybody wants to look at it. By all means, does anybody want to look at it?
Okay.
Yeah, and you're submitting that in the green card, correct?
Yes. So you submitted an application form around August of 23.
Yes.
And how did you submit the application form? You took it to the police department. What happened?
No, I'm sorry. Send it as certified mail.
Send it certified mail.
Yes,
okay.
That's what
did you try taking it to the police department?
At that time, I did not. At the first ones, I did.
Oh, okay.
The first one, I went personally and brought my the certificate of the gun classes. I did all that, and then I did my fingerprints with them.
And this one in 23,
it was
sent it
mail.
By certified
yes.
mail. And you got this green card back saying
to make sure they sign as soon as they receive it. Yes.
Okay. So. And in this application form, you told them you had a restraining order that was issued in 19?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had any response to this application from 23?
No response from this or phone calls, because they also called us for services to make sure that they have received my new application.
You called them to ask?
Yes.
And someone said?
Never called back.
Oh, you left a message?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a voicemail that you left, do you remember?
Yes.
Do you know, was it, do you know what, who it was you left the message for?
Officer Bass. He's the one that handles the, those applications.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Sergeant, do you have any questions for the appellant? Does the board have any questions for the appellant?
I do.
Chief?
I agree. I don't see the 2023 thing playing any part in this, but since you brought it up, when you did not get a response, did you file an appeal? Did you indicate that you wish to appeal? Because at best, that's a constructive denial. At a certain point, no one responded, and you would file an appeal, and then you would be before the board on that case. Did you do that? Did you file an appeal on the second application?
Yes, I hired...
No, did you file an appeal with the board?
No, I had my lawyer do that.
Did he do that? For the second, for the 2023?
No, the appeal was not filed.
So there's no appeal. You sent an application in, you didn't hear from them. 90 days went by, and then you did not file appeal.
No, because at that time, I already had a lawyer, and we still had this appeal to do for the first application.
Well, and again, probably what the issuing authority is thinking too, but it would have been up to you at that point to file an appeal on the second application as a constructive denial.
Well,
so regardless, let's go back to the, we're saying restraining order. Is that a restraining order or a protective order?
I don't know what's the difference between...
Was there an arrest involved?
No, I was never arrested, no.
So this was something that a woman filed in court against you and a sheriff or someone served with the restraining order? The allegations must have been, for the last year, threatening. You kind of implied threatening. She threatened you and you threatened her. And exactly what did you threaten to do?
No, basically I told her that...
Not basically. I want to know what you're really saying.
That was years ago, so I don't remember exactly what I said. I know that the person was on probation. I did threaten her on reporting her, stuff like that. It was nothing crazy, so I don't understand why the restraining order was taken out of context on the whole year, which it was fine with me because I would have no contact with this person. I didn't care because it was been 5 years. I still didn't care. So the context of the text messages, I do not remember what was said on that time.
Well, it was enough for a judge to say that you should be restrained from seeing her. What were the conditions of the restraining order?
Just no contact.
Okay, no contact. So it was enough for a judge to say no contact for a year.
Is it vice versa? Yeah, he told no contact with me, no contact with her, basically.
Okay. And then on your application, the 22 application, you did not disclose that information.
I did not disclose that because I was not, in my mind, when the judge said, listen, you have a year, then you'd be all set. That, I'm thinking, okay, I'm done, this is
okay,
over.
I got that. But then the officer investigating asked you about it. And you said it wasn't you, is that correct?
He said that there was a restraining order, but I didn't understand, what's a protective or restraining order. I wasn't being deceived, I just didn't understand, like...
Yeah, but you said it wasn't you. At least that's what the issuing authority says. And you knew it was you.
No, at that time, listen, when they were asking me questions about it, okay, I didn't understand what he was talking about because I already did my year of that, but it was a mistake that I made by saying that.
But when he was asking you, have you had a restraining order?
Yes.
At that point, because you were not, you're in the process, you knew you had a restraining order, but you said it wasn't you. That's what I'm getting at.
This is what I'm trying to get at. When that year went by, that time the restraining order was done.
That wasn't what he asked you. Was it? He asked you.
I don't remember the what he asked me. He just asked me about the question. I said, yes, I did not understand the question. I did not comprehend the question.
What did you think he was asking?
I don't remember what he was even asking, to be honest. It's been over a year since this happened.
Yeah, but it seems pretty simple. There was a discrepancy on the form, and he's trying to clear it up.
It was my mistake.
Right, and he's actually trying to help you.
Yes.
And then you denied it was you, when you clearly knew it was.
Yeah, I wasn't being deceived.
That was deceitful.
It sounds deceitful, yes, but I was not trying to be deceitful at that time because, like I said, when the judge told me a year away, I applied a few years later for a gun permit. So I'm thinking that I'm the clear. I have nothing to worry about. because I have no access, I have none.
No, I understand what you were thinking, but when he asked you a flat-out question.
Well, I didn't, like I said,
you were not truthful.
I won't, yeah.
And had you been, you probably wouldn't be here today.
Probably not, yes.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board?
Do you have any other criminal history?
I have no criminal history.
Any other, any arrest? Any other run-ins with the local police department?
No.
And how long have you lived in the town of Avon?
3 years.
And where was it before that?
Bristol.
No issues?
No. I've been living in Connecticut since 1987. I'm 45 years old. So I'm a law-abiding citizen. I respect the law, I respect the officer, and I do apologize for the Avon department for thinking that I was trying to be deceitful to them, but those were not my intentions.
Other questions by the board?
If no, I have some redirections.
So I'm looking at the restraining order. Service date 2/7/2019. This is a full restraining order. Do not assault, threaten, abuse, harass. Stay away from the home. Do not contact and stay 100 yards away. And then the question on the application, sir, is, within the past 5 years, have you been the subject of a protective order or restraining order issued by the court in a case involving the use, attempted use, or threatened use of physical force against another person, regardless of the outcome or result of any related criminal case? What is confusing about that question?
Well, like I said before, to my understanding, once the year that I completed the year that the judge told me to stay away, I thought that I was clear of all of that. I misunderstood the question, but that's why I resubmitted my application again once I talked to my lawyer about it, and I did the right thing. It was no intent or ill intent or trying to deceive anybody. I misunderstood, I made a mistake, and that's why I resubmitted my application with answering the question the proper way.
I think I tend to agree with the chief's confusion, because not only did you check no and sign it under oath, but then the police department followed up with you for clarification. You said it was not you. And it was clearly a full restraining order of 1 year, 2019 through 2020, and this application is dated 2021.
Yeah, I don't think that, like I said, I made a mistake. I was not trying to deceive.
Well, it sounds to me like you made a mistake twice.
I just think that when the year passed, I was clear of all these things, so I wasn't like, I misunderstood.
But the end of the question, I think, clarifies that for you, regardless of the outcome or result of any related criminal case.
In this case, there was no criminal case.
Yeah, there was no criminal case.
I was never arrested.
Even without that line, right. It was still required.
It was a mistake that I made.
Attorney Sherman, your follow-up questions?
Thank you. Let's talk a minute about the judge finding grounds to issue a restraining order for 1 year. You didn't object to the restraining order, is that correct?
No.
Because you didn't care, you didn't see this person anymore anyway, right? So the judge didn't really have to make a decision that day, right?
No.
It was easy for the judge. The judge said, just stay away from her, everything would be all set, right?
Which I did for a while, yes.
Okay. And when the officer asked you about the restraining order after you submitted the application, did you think that this thing had been erased?
Yes.
So is that why you thought that some sort of mistake had been made?
Yes.
In their part, because you thought that there wouldn't be anything for them to look at and be asking you about?
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Because I didn't have a prior record. Also, I've never been to court for any protective order or anything like that. So I didn't know how the system worked. So I made a mistake by saying that, but like I said, I don't know the system, all the court system, or how everything works. What I understood was when the judge said a year, to me, I was clear of everything, which I did, basically.
Thank you. I have nothing for you.
Attorney Sherman, would you agree with me or not, regardless of whether a party stipulates to an entrance of an order, a judge still has to make findings before making an order?
You know, I'm not sure. I do know that when the parties come in and say, no problem, we're just agreeing to it, it's pretty speedy.
I think they still have to make findings. I don't think you can enter an order if there's nothing underlying it.
I'm not sure because if he doesn't show up, the judge will just sign it.
Well, that's a default.
Yeah, but...
That's different.
I'm not sure about that.
I
haven't had one like that in a long time, so that's why I can't really address it.
Any other witnesses?
No, thank you.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement?
I would, please. I understand the police department's concern, and I understand the board member's concern about whether my client lied. So it's extensive. My client drives an 18-wheeler for a living. And if you put me down in the driver's seat of an 18-wheeler, I really have no clue other than the brake, the gas pedal, and the steering wheel. And this board's been down this road countless times with this application form. I talk to people almost every day who cannot fill out this application form correctly. It may seem easy to everybody in this room, but it's not easy for a lot of people. I think the board needs to consider, he's done his best to be candid today about something that's 5 years old. He testified that he submitted another application. Apparently it went to the wrong place, but somebody received it in the town of Avon. We're talking about an incident as far as what led to the restraining order that's at least 5 years old. Text messages, no contact since that time, no other police contact, no arrests with this person who got the restraining order, no other, nothing, no criminal record. What we're talking about really is the difficulty that some people have filling out forms. I talk to people every day who look at a form like this and they get butterflies in their stomach. That's what this is really all about. And I hope that the board will see that he's not trying to fool anybody. Candidates he can be today, given the nature of the whole thing, that he thought it was gone. Why would he remember all these details at this point today? And there's nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Sherman. Sergeant, would you like to make a brief closing statement?
I would not.
Okay. Brief factual?
Sure. This is a denial by the Avon Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to disclose a previous restraining order on his application. The appellant had a restraining order in effect from February 20th through 2019 through February of 2020. His application was received, I believe, 2022. 11/14/21 is when it was notarized, so it was fairly soon, within a year or so of the restraining order. The upon examination or receiving the application and the to the Avon Police Department didn't just outright deny the application based on the discrepancy. They actually followed up with the appellant. See, I believe it was a phone call. And questioned the appellant on it, and the appellant, from the testimony of the sergeant, denied it was him. So there had to have been a mistake. The Avon Police Department, through their well, the application, all the information they had did confirm that it was the appellant. The appellant had, did have the restraining order during that period and subsequently denied the application. The appellant, the restraining order is not the basis of an arrest. The appellant testified it was regarding text messages. The appellant has no arrest record. I believe he's 45 years old.
Yes, sir.
No criminal history, no other issues on his record.
Thank you, Colonel. Comments by the board? Attorney today.
Well, very respectfully, whether or not another application was filed or is on file is completely irrelevant to what we're here today for. We are here to consider the appeal of the first application, which was denied. The basis of the denial, as I looked in the file, is a questioning as to whether or not he listed that prior restraining order on the application, which he did not. And when questioned about it, in fact, he did deny that it was him. And it caused the issuing authority to go back and look at the birthday. Yep, same birthday. Look at the address. Yep, same address. Look at the phone number. Yep, same phone number. That's him. So it seems to me there was an intent to deceive originally. And later on, the question of why did you say no? It was, well, I thought the record was clear when the 1 year expired. So those considerations are going to enter into my decision.
Thank you. Other comments?
Pretty much what I was going to say, but I'll address the 23 application again, as I did a little bit earlier, that really it's irrelevant here. In fact, at this point, Avon wouldn't even have a pending application because they did not respond to it, and the appellant did not appeal that constructive denial. So I think anyone should think that that is still a pending application. So regardless if the permit is not issued here today, a new application would be required, in my opinion.
Thank you, Chief. Colonel, did you have a comment?
Yeah, just the... The question, this application was revised, I believe, in March of 2021, and the previous question regarding protective restraining orders was actually much more confusing. I believe GESP did make a decent attempt to clarify the question. It was always very confusing whether to appellants or applicants at the time that if they had a protective restraining order in those cases went away, did they still have to disclose them? We had quite a few cases in the past in which I could, could see that appellants would be confused by that. And they made an effort to clarify the question, putting in that phrase, regardless of the outcome or result of any, related criminal cases, just to try and clear that up because we had so many cases prior to that regarding that question. And again, I think if on the follow-up, the appellant says, explained as he did today, I was confused, I thought it went away, it wasn't me 100%, explained what the circumstances of the restraining order, and I don't know if we'd be here today.
Other comments?
I would just say that in the cases where we have something that's up in the air, I tend to look at how many run-ins with police have you had, other criminal matters, when you see restraining orders. I mean, we have some that there's multiple contact with the police that span a number of years, and that type of circumstances kind of navigate, at least in my mind, where the case is going. In this case, we had an incident we don't have many details on, and there's no arrest surrounding that incident from, I believe, 2019. The characterization of suitability, to me, looks, we're looking at an application where we checked the wrong thing and we're getting a story that I was supposed to be all set. I don't even think about this. So that'll go with my decision today. There's nothing else surrounding the case provided.
Other comments? All right. Chief Rosenzweig. Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Chair votes issuing authority at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.